Thank you and good morning. An autopsy will be conducted on the body of 63-year-old Lester Abbey after Humboldt County deputies as well as the U.S. Coast Guard recovered his body in McKinleyville around 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning. Abbey traveled from New Zealand to visit his brother in McKinleyville when he went for a jog on the Hammond Trail on Tuesday afternoon. He was reported as missing later that night. Deputies in a Coast Guard helicopter searched the trail all the way to Mad River Beach on Tuesday, and Abbey was nowhere to be found. Search parties continued to look for Abbey Wednesday morning, and deputies received word of a dead body near Hiller Road and Ocean Drive. The body was later identified as that of Abbey. An autopsy will be done to determine the cause of his death. A 31-year-old man was booked into Mendocino County Jail after he vandalized a local bar on Main Street in Mendocino early Wednesday morning. Deputies responded to the building as the suspect, later identified as James Harriet, fled the scene prior to their arrival. Harriet was asked to leave the bar due to his poor behavior, and he loitered outside of the building as he attempted to attack an employee. Harriet then pulled out a ceramic bottle and broke one of the bar's main windows, and he struck the employee as well, causing minor injuries. Law enforcement later located Harriet further down Main Street, and he was detained and booked into county jail for assault with a deadly weapon, vandalism, as well as probation violation. The Eureka Police Department is searching for a white male adult who committed a stabbing attack at an apartment complex in the 300 block of West El North Street on Tuesday night. Officers responded to the apartment and contacted the male victim, who was bleeding from a stab wound on his arm. It was reported that 43-year-old Destry Gerard first threw a bicycle frame through the front window of the apartment, and a physical altercation ensued, leading to Gerard stabbing the victim. Eureka Police report that the incident may have occurred due to Gerard and the victim having recent arguments over a woman. Gerard remains at large, and anyone with information related to his whereabouts are asked to contact authorities. In an announcement on Wednesday, Humboldt State student Morgan Burris was honored with the Cal State University Trustees Award for Outstanding Achievement. Burris was recognized for her commitment to studies and social work as she continues to rehab from the effects of a car accident in 2010 that caused severe head trauma and memory loss. HSU President Lisa Rosbacher recommended Burris for the award, which is handed every year to one student from each Cal State campus for outstanding academic achievements. The award also comes with a scholarship for the 2016-2017 academic year. Humboldt County deputies arrested a 25-year-old man who robbed a victim of cash in the 3700 block of F Street in Eureka. Deputies met with the 21-year-old male victim after 25-year-old Marcus Lee Hills approached the victim's parked car and pressed a knife to his neck demanding money. Hills then fled the scene with stolen cash. Deputies searched the F Street area and found Hills in the 3900 block, and he was detained without incident. He was arrested and booked into county jail for robbery, making criminal threats, as well as assault with a deadly weapon. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fortuna Police Chief Bill Doberstein took his turn on Talk Shop on Tuesday morning, and the general talk revolved around staffing levels at Fortuna PD, which was short on patrol officers and dispatchers. Fortuna PD receives funding from Measure Z for a full-time officer who works with the County Drug Task Force, and Doberstein said the department, which was sorely understaffed, is looking good heading into the new fiscal year.
It's been a good year. We've filled a lot of positions that were vacant in our department this year, and we're operating at full staff for the first time in a long time, so my hopes are high for the new fiscal year. We've eliminated some full-time and made them into part-time positions, so there's some new faces out there, but it's a good feeling to have everybody working and the positions filled and not trying to cover shifts with overtime.
One of the biggest expenses Fortuna PD faced was paying for overtime due to inadequate staffing for emergency dispatcher positions, and Doberstein said they were bleeding money into overtime cost.
But we're just filling the positions that we did have. We were operating with a couple of officers down. We have five dispatchers. We're up to five now, but we were working with three dispatchers to cover four shifts. So we had 40 hours of overtime built in every week into dispatch just because we didn't have the personnel to cover the shifts. So we finally got that, you know, straightened out. So we're working there.
A little more than $180,000 in Measure Z funding was recommended to the Fortuna Police Department for the 2016-2017 fiscal year. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.